will prepare us. Okay, the second thing is prayer. There is prophecy, then there is prayer. Prayer is essential to Pentecost. If you go through the Gospels, you'll see many times that Jesus prepared by praying. Prior to choosing the 12, he spent a whole day in prayer. He just departed from the disciples and went off to pray. That would be a good thing. That's a model for us, not to make hasty decisions. And so then in relation to Pentecost, Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem. Now, to wait, I believe Jesus was saying, be in prayer. Not inactivity, but planned activity. I want you to be praying. I want you to be worshiping. Now, the Bible tells us that they continued to go to the temple there in Jerusalem until they were later on down the road invited to leave. They continued to worship. Can you just imagine now, let's say for a moment, let me just put it in perspective for you. This is prayer. Let's say that we're in prayer here and Holy Spirit comes to us and says, in a few days, I'm going to shake this place. What would you do? What would you do? I guarantee you, you would go out of here and you would call everybody you know on the phone. You would get in touch with everybody you could think of. And you'd say, you know what? The Holy Spirit has said this is going to happen. And you would be excited, wouldn't you? I believe those apostles, those disciples were excited. I don't believe they were cowering in fear anymore. Hey, we've just walked 40 days with the resurrected Christ. Hey, what are they going to do? Kill us? So what? He's alive. We shall live also. What are you going to do? Send me to Vietnam? You know, what's the worst you can do to me? And so I believe that they went to the temple. I believe they went throughout the city to anybody they knew that would listen and telling them, get ready, get ready, get ready. Something's coming. I'm not real sure what it is, but something's coming. I can feel it. And Jesus said it's coming. I believe it's coming. Are we that excited today for Pentecost? Are we that excited? What is it that excites us? What is the most exciting thing that you can imagine right now in your life? Well, this weekend, Jim and Melanie are up visiting us. Jim and Melanie Sawyer's here, and Jim's granddaughter's graduating from Alcoa. That's a proud moment. It's a wonderful thing. But what is the most exciting thing that you can think of that really just gets you going right now that is on your radar screen? Is it vacation? Is it somebody's event in their life that excites you? What is it? Is it the arrival of a new baby or a new grandbaby? Or what is it? What is it that excites you, that gets your juices flowing, that revs your motor? What is it that excites you? Well, to those apostles and those disciples, the thing that really just excited them was Jesus' prophecy, Jesus' prediction that the Holy Spirit was coming in an awesome way. I want to tell you something here this morning. The Holy Spirit is coming in an awesome way. And He's coming to those people that are excited about His coming. He's not coming to a bunch of sleeping saints, you know. He's coming to those people that are hungering and thirsting and looking and seeking and believing and expecting Him to come. He's coming. He's coming. So prayer is preparation, you see. Just as prophecy was preparation, prayer is preparation. It's essential. What is prayer? Is prayer just simply repetition? Is it just repeating, bless me, Lord, oh, bless me, Lord? No. Prayer incorporates worship in it. Prayer is the combination of speaking prayers to God, but worshiping and thanking God for already answering them and for who He is. And so you will pray for a while and you will worship for a while. You'll worship a while and you'll pray a while. It just goes hand in hand. And I believe that them disciples would be going down to the temple, you know, and as they're going down the streets of Jerusalem to the temple, they'd be singing the Psalms of David, and they'd probably be singing the prophetic songs about the Holy Spirit, and they'd just be having a ball. And people would probably watch them and say, you know what? They got something. Don't know what it is, but man, they're not as depressed as I am. Maybe I need to get up close to them and see what's going on. Right now, church, it's critical that we not allow ourselves to talk more about the depressing things than we talk about the good things of God. We need to exalt and lift up the name of Jesus and let people know that this same Jesus can deliver you, set you free, heal you, provide for you. He will see you through. Amen? He will see you through. So, prayer. Prayer is essential because prayer that includes worship prepares the heart to receive. Prepares the heart to receive. But prayer also sets an atmosphere for miracles. On the day of Pentecost, whether they were in the upper room or wherever they were, I don't think they were squabbling and fighting, do you? I think they were in such communion and prayer and intercession and worship. The Bible says they were in one accord. That means that there was some kind of unity there. I have, in my lifetime, seldom experienced an outpouring of the Holy Spirit where there is discord. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit that blesses comes upon those people when they get their hearts and mind in one accord. And so prayer sets an atmosphere for the miraculous to take place.